Everything Country, 94.7 KTTS. So Nancy and I are making fun of her, and we're laughing at her. However, it's this lady, she's gone viral, and her boyfriend, or they're saying that she made her boyfriend, signed a 17-page relationship contract.
No, thank you.
They met on Tinder, and she says, well, we're treating our relationship almost like a business interaction. Now, and you're probably with us going, nah, not happening. But this is the actual lady. Now, she makes this sound like it kind of makes common sense.
Like a month after we first met, we drafted up relationship terms and conditions. Now, I'm no relationship therapist or anything, but I feel like this has helped us avoid issues that I see other people dealing with all the time. Like, people are like, my boyfriend doesn't buy me flowers. You're like, how am I supposed to hint to him I want something? I literally wrote in a contract, ideally, I would like to see a romantic gesture once every 2 weeks to a month, and I will return the favor. And we both outlined what we would like to do with our future together. Now, I will admit this is absolutely psychotic to write up 2 weeks after meeting somebody on Tinder, but you don't want to throw yourself into a one-year-long commitment and you don't even know what like the terms and conditions are. I need to know the rules here. And thus, Michael and I have hardly fought. I mean, we just kind of refer back to what we've agreed to do.
Yeah, you pull it out and you go, all right, page 8 right here, paragraph 3.
Very analytical. 17, what do you put on page
17
15?
Pages.
What's on page 14?
The only thing I can think is they used a huge font and it was double spaced. Yeah. All right, so here's the deal. And we're laughing about this because this lady went viral. 17-page relationship contract. They met on Tinder. Yeah. Now here's the deal, because we had a soundbite from her and he was in on it too.
And she makes, I mean, she sounds pretty sane.
She makes it sound pretty logical.
Okay. I'm in for 5 pages. I'm in for, here's some rules and here's our, you know, my religion, your religion, kids and all that. What's on page 14?
Paragraph 2.
What on earth? How much can you write?
Well, you know, I guess if there's an argument, you can go, page 9. Paragraph 4, right there.
She said, we're treating it like a business. When there's a problem, we sit down and we pull out the contract and we treat it like a business.
I think all of us have a certain contract that's unspoken, certain rules and regulations in your relationship that are, you know, you just maybe don't write them down or talk about them.
And the big stuff, there's a prenup. I don't have any big stuff, so I don't have no prenup.
Yeah, just ask Brittany. She'll tell you about that. So you had some rules and regulations. What was your rule?
I was not allowed to wear blue socks.
What?
Because he hates the color blue, and I like all kinds of like colorful socks.
Yeah.
And he said that he hates that color and he doesn't want to see it. So I was not allowed to wear blue socks, and I was not allowed to wear blue around him.
What?
And
what?
If I was going out anywhere, I would have to leave the people's phone numbers and like social media accounts so that he could get a hold of me if he needed to.
Okay. Wait a minute. Why would he just not call you? Why would that not?
Insecurity, Rick. It's okay.
Ooh, ding, ding, ding.